podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Okay, everybody. Okay, gather around. It's finally time for the Jim Henson Tribute production number.
Oh, boy, okay. Yeah,
wait, ho. What's this?
What?
Never noticed this before. It says, for Fozzie, these might inspire some ideas for the tribute number. These are real letters from Jim's fans. Oh, boy.
Read it.
Should I?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, see. It says, Dear Kermit, my cousin Diane has a pet frog, and she named him Kermit. And he could say hi just like you.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. Really, I feel very sorry that your best friend Jim died. Jim died?
But we were just starting to get to know him.
Perhaps the substance of Jim Henson's genius was the ability to see wonder far off in crazy directions and get people to follow him there. Roberta Moran, Dover Plains, New York.
You know, Mr. Henson was a very good, talented teacher. He will never be dead in my heart. Elizabeth Nicola Edelman, Mountain Lakes, New Jersey.
While falling asleep that night, our 5-year-old daughter Blair said, "It's a good thing there are people who can do Jim Henson's job. He'll be with us every time we watch the Muppets. He'll be able to see them from heaven." The Reeser family, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We will miss you, Jim Henson. Matt.
Cancel.
What?
Cancel the production number. Cancel everything.
What about the tribute?
I did it all wrong. I mean, when you read these letters, and when you know how much people loved him, we can't do a tribute to him.
Kermit thought we could.
Oh, but Robin, all we have is silly songs and whoopee cushions.
Maybe that's enough. Well, that's what Uncle Kermit says. Take what you got and fly with it.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TamCast. I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we called it TamCast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's good not. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. And happy thoughts. But if you ask, like, if you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? I find the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
TamCast. Welcome to TamCast.
Motherfuckers.
I'm Tim, the T in TamCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TamCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TamCast.
Hot fucking damn.
I know. Don't spoil it.
I won't. When you hear the sound, that means a link, that there is a link to whatever we're blathering about in the show notes.
Nah, you already blew it.
Damn. Tim sucks.
You put it out.
Pass it, like, Tim, he sucks. Tim sucks.
So
fuck
far,
Tim.
This is flawless. Then we
fuck
fail.
Fuck Tim in the ear. Fuck him in
right
his dirty little ear.
I would just assume you didn't. It already itches.
Well, maybe if you got a nice narrow one like mine, I can get in there and scratch it for you.
Oh, speaking of which, a couple shows back, I said maybe if it was cold outside, I could fit my wedding ring on my penis. I don't know what I was thinking, but I could not.
I don't have my wedding ring with me. It's pretty cold here.
You tried?
Yes.
You're a weird man.
For science!
It didn't even get much past the helmet. No, didn't get much far down the helmet. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? That doesn't belong here. I don't know whose penis or whose wedding ring I was thinking of, but the two don't mix.
I got big fat fingers. I have big ham hocks for hands, so.
Well.
Maybe my ring.
I guess that's a win for you.
Tim, next time we're together, we'll test my ring on you.
A lose for whoever has to touch my wedding ring next.
Not quite sure, because
that up for me? Thank you.
It's a win that it doesn't fit down your penis, but I don't know if it's a lose that you actually tried.
You should take it to a jeweler, ask him if they can resize it. Then when they ask you how big, whip out your dick.
I don't think you should do that.
You know, you should just go into a jeweler and whip out your dick.
No. I'm going to advise against that. Tim, as your counsel, I'm going to advise against that.
All right. Well, something to consider.
Take that into consideration.
I've got 2 points of view and some thinking to do.
All right. Well, while you think about it, do we want to do some tan laughs?
Everyone loves a good joke, so we tell jokes on the show each week. We love to tell jokes. You send them to us, fucktards@tancast.com. Send something there you think will amuse us. Telling jokes gets you laid at a party. If you don't believe me, well, that is just fine. Stick around for those jokes anyway, because it's tan laugh time.
Here we go!
Oh,
let's do
shit.
We didn't even do them last week. In fairness, no one has sent them in quite some time. That's not true. We got one tan laugh sent in the last 2 weeks. Well, I don't know if you guys are getting yours individually, but I think we've only gotten one to the group.
I don't count. I don't keep stats on this shit.
That reminds me. We suck.
I don't know why it reminds me. I'm gonna go ahead and download an episode of watch a new episode of CSI. See what all the hubbub is about.
Did you hear who's replacing Marge Hagerbugger?
I think I did, but I promptly forgot.
Elizabeth Shue.
Yes.
Good old Shue.
She is not displeasing to the eye.
Who is...
Certainly not.
Hagerbugger. Like,
Marge Helgenberger?
The redhead. She plays Catherine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
The one who apparently guys fall all over themselves for, although I do not know why.
She's kind of hot.
She was.
But aren't you like Rachel Weisz a lot, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't understand that at all.
Boom.
I got 2 words for you. Dat ass.
All right. A dude can have a nice ass. Doesn't mean I want to fuck him.
All right.
No, it's not an Asian DJ?
Nope.
That was a good one, done with the show? Do we know why she's leaving?
She announced she was leaving at the end of last season or something like that. But she didn't say why. Maybe she's going to go do fucking dinner theater with William Peterson.
Waiting for Godot?
Yep.
I wonder how she's going to go out. Like, I wonder if they're going to kill her. I wonder what's going to go down.
It seems they have set up a couple episodes back that there's a job offer in D.C. for her.
Oh, okay. So, kind of anticlimactically.
Yeah, well, it seems like they are setting up also that things are going shittily for her so that she would want to leave.
Ah. Boo boo, fuck you guys.
And then we're going to have some adventures in babysitting.
So, as a regular watcher of the show, Tim, would you say pretty much all the episodes with Ted Danson have been good? Would you recommend one over the other?
The most recent one, well, I'm assuming there'll be one tonight and then it will have played by the time this airs. But the one that aired before Thanksgiving, I thought was pretty good.
All right. I'll watch that one.
Some drama.
Some drama
What
for
you
your
may
mama?
Need to know going into it is that Ted Danson is a bit of a hippie character. Like, he has a hippie background, so he tends to launch into stories that seem inappropriate when, that somehow relate to the crime scene. It's sort of like House if he were more in touch with his feelings. Feelings! Non-sequiturs that sort of seem to help. Not everybody likes that.
All right.
But fuck him.
Because Tim likes it.
Yeah.
That's right. But fuck him.
If he's fucking Sam Malone has shit to say, you better listen, bitch. He pitched for the Red Sox, son.
He did indeed.
All right, now they're done with that tangent.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tan laugh it up.
Ha ha.
Ho ho ho, so funny.
Well, due to the fact that people have not been sending in jokes, and I don't know why, I'm sure there's got to be jokes flying around, especially, about all these Republican candidates. I'm sure there's jokes flying around about Herman Cain or Bachman, Gingrich.
Was Herman Cain the one that forgot his third item?
No, that was Perry.
Perry.
So, did he recently forget what age you had to be to vote? I heard something, and I didn't quite catch all of it.
I thought it was just he forgot, like, what the election date was or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Someone forgot, like, the voting age and so made, like, a flip that way. I was like, oh.
Oh, wow. Voting age. Jesus.
I was listening to the morning stream, and they were complaining that every time one of these Republicans makes a gaffe and it's all over, you know, people are making fun of it, someone will always retort with Obama saying the thing, I think in the 08 election, where he made some statement to the effect where it sounded like there was 57 states. And they're like, but that's all they say. Like, every time, it's a new Republican, like, you know, stupid talking point, or, you know, saying something stupid, and then it's always that, yeah, well, Obama said this. Really? You can't keep going back to that.
Oh, yeah, so it was Rick Perry.
Rick Perry. That's for my basketball fans out there. What's up, peeps? Okay. So, since I didn't get any, I'm taking this from Reddit.
Oh, look at you going on Reddit.
Oh, shit.
Do you read Reddit normally?
No.
All right.
Why weren't there black people in the Flintstones?
Because the Flintstones were racist.
They were still monkeys back then.
Oh, that is racist.
And there's a comment on it, which provides an additional joke. What would you call the Flintstones if they were black?
I don't know.
Niggers.
Oh. Some of the comments on Reddit are hilarious.
Some of them are racist. That was a racist one.
That one is.
Way to go, Reddit. You're racisting it up.
Keeping it classy, Reddit.
All right. I have a tan laugh.
All right.
This is from Jaden, a new listener.
It means I'm going to have to go find a new tan laugh for myself. But you just go right ahead.
Oh, I will. 5 surgeons are taking a coffee break. First surgeon says accountants are the best to operate on because when you open them up, everything inside is numbered. Second surgeon says, nah, librarians are the best. Everything inside them is in alphabetical order. Which, that doesn't make sense. Wouldn't it be the Dewey Decimal System? Third surgeon says, try electricians, man. Everything in them is color-coded. Fourth surgeon says, I prefer lawyers. They're heartless, spineless, gutless, and their heads and butts are interchangeable. The fifth surgeon says, I like engineers. Always understand when you have a few parts left over at the end.
I read that along with Noah.
And that is it.
Here's a tan laugh from Todd.
Good old Todd.
Oh, and I'm sure this would be better if I could do accents, but I'm sure if I try to do an Irish accent for this, I'm going to offend, like, all of my ancestors.
Offend away, buddy.
Mick from Dublin appears on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and towards the end of the program has already won 500,000 euros. You've done very well so far, says Chris Tarrant. Crick. Jesus Christ, Andy. The show's presenter. But for 1 million euros, you've only got one lifeline left. Phone a friend. Everything is riding on this question. Will you go for it? Sure, said Mick. I'll have a go. Which of the following birds does not build its own nest? A. Sparrow. B. Thrush. C. Magpie. Or D. Cuckoo. I haven't got a clue, says Mick, so I'll use my last lifeline and phone my friend Paddy back home in Dublin. Mick called up his mate and told him the circumstances and repeated the question to him. Fuckin' Mick, cried Paddy. That's simple, it's a cuckoo. I'm sorry, it's written phonetically and I find myself falling back into it. Are you sure? I'm fucking sure. Mick hung up the phone and told Chris, I'll go with cuckoo. Is that your final answer? That it is. There was a long, long pause, then the presenter screamed, cuckoo is the correct answer! Mick, you've won 1 million euros! The next night, Mick invited Paddy to their local pub to buy him a drink. Tell me, Paddy, how in heaven's name did you know it was the cuckoo that doesn't build its own nest? Well, because he lives in a clock.
Ignorance pays off once again!
Indeed.
That's a good motto. Ignorance pays off once again. Hooray.
As it often does.
None of these facts and figures and shit.
So how was everyone's Thanksgiving?
Delicious.
All right.
What'd you do?
I went to the cruise of the Santa. Or Santa Cruz.
I'm like, this time of year, that means something else.
I just had this image of Noah riding a fat man around in a bay.
Oh, I had an image of Noah on a boat that was all themed like North Pole. And there's like North Pole, you know, what do you call it, casino night?
I'm on
candy cane colored roulette.
Elves
you can't bet on black,
blowjobs.
Black and red or white. What's that now?
I said elves giving blowjobs.
Yeah.
Slurp a derp derp.
Slurp a derp. Derp.
A derp a derp a derp.
Yeah, and then we just spent with family, eating food. And then I went out at midnight to do a little Black Friday shopping.
Why gotta be Black Friday shopping?
I don't know, because that's what they call it.
Because it was Noah?
And it wasn't that bad. And you know what's funny to me? It's like...
You can take a break in between coughing and starting the next sentence. You can cough, pause a second, and then start. That way it's easier to edit out.
Now let me just...
Yeah, I know. I know that's how you do it. I'm telling you how you can do it.
Yep. I'm going to keep doing it my way. I like
it. I don't like your way.
It wasn't that bad. And it's funny that people will post, like, an incident, and be like, that's why I don't go out on Black Friday. I'm like, you know, by that rationale, you shouldn't leave your house ever. You should just hide underneath your bed, because bad shit can happen to you.
Are you talking about, like, the people pepper spraying each other and whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading one piece of news, and apparently, like, of the, I think it was, like, 6 incidences of violence or something like that, that were reported, like, 5 of them were in and around a Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart does seem to attract the worst of the worst.
But then again, on the other 364 days of the year, I'm sure this shit is still going down at your average Walmart.
Yeah, true. It's like, you know what? Shit happens every day.
Yeah, but on the other 364 days, it's just shit like a nasty knot on bone being left on top of product.
No, I'm sure shit happens. It's just when you have that many concentrated, you know, lower class people all together at once, then shit's gonna go down.
Just desperate for deals.
And it's I thought that people just will post like pictures now of stuff and like post a little story, and like, you know, like someone posted like a picture of someone being held down, you know, what was a Walmart, because they had that sign in the back, yo, this is why I don't go out on Black Friday. But no source for like, was this actually happening Black Friday, anything like that, just a picture. I'm like, you know, that could be any time. That could be just the guy going crazy at Walmart. What was that?
You should post a picture of your penis. This is why I don't go out on Black Friday. Walmart's just full of penises.
Only on Black Friday, though. Any other day.
I sense a trend. I'm trying to talk you guys into showing other people your penises.
Why don't you show people your penis?
No one wants to see my penis.
Everyone wants to see your penis.
Wow.
Aw, you guys are good friends.
Not for the reasons that you think, though. We're not good friends. They want to see it because they've never seen one that small.
That was a bad friend now.
What I want. Penis.
Dong. Thank you. So anyways.
How was your Thanksgiving, Andy?
Mine was fine. I was a little road weary by the end, but overall it was pretty okay. We got a late start, so we actually didn't go until Thanksgiving morning, but we drove up to see my wife's grandparents.
Oh, I bet you did.
Her aunts and uncles. And then they were predicting, like, really severe storms on Sunday around, like, this whole area, like, all the way across the south. So we wound up leaving really, really late on Saturday. So I was still on the road close to 1 a.m., got home tired. Spent the whole day Sunday tired off my ass, because I still woke up at the normal time to get up and go to work, because my body can't catch a fucking clue that it's the weekend. But, yeah, then Sunday, it was a little gray, but all those horrible storms they were predicting.
So why didn't you just go back to bed?
Because usually I'm still lying in bed trying to force myself to fall back asleep when my son wakes up, because his body also. And he also got more sleep than I did, seeing as how I had to steer a vehicle and he had to sit quietly in a child seat.
Make him drive then.
Come on, slacker.
Where were you on Saturday, Noah, with all these good ideas?
It's about time you start holding your own weight around here, buddy.
Well, he only weighs 30 pounds, so...
Don't make him drive far.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't make him, you know, do the whole Indy 500.
Yeah, I was going to say his feet can't reach the pedals, but we got cruise control.
And you can tie coffee cans onto the end of them.
Yeah.
Just long enough for you to get a little nap.
Hold on to your lunch, Dr. Jones.
Exactly.
Yep. No, hold on to your potatoes.
That's what it is. I wasn't gonna fuss about it.
Yeah, because you knew that I would find opportunity to be upset with myself.
You're a self-hating individual.
Yep. Fucking Andy. Oh, hey, speaking of fucking Andy, we listened to Tancast on the way, and my wife laughed her ass off when I said that it's become the Vietnam War on Christmas. She liked that whole little rant, so fuck you both.
All right.
You said something about the Vietnam War on Christmas?
Yeah, I said we were talking about like Christmas ads getting like further and further back in the season. I'm like, there's no fucking war on Christmas. It's just getting longer every year. It's the Vietnam War on Christmas.
You know what? There's a reason that Christmas keeps getting longer and longer. This season is awesome. I love the songs. I love the food. I love the movies. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, what do you got to say to that, Andy?
That there are whole other holidays before it.
Uh-uh.
Exactly. And now they are enveloped.
All right. I guess next year it's just going to be red and green cornucopias.
Are you kidding? It's going to be red and green Halloween pumpkins.
Fair
Actually,
enough.
Actually, Christmas has already taken Halloween, thanks to Disney.
I like that the food is very similar on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
This is true.
I like somebody's listening to music.
That was my phone. I don't know who's calling me.
They calling me.
They calling me.
Tell them to fuck off.
Whoa.
All right. Nelly.
Do it. Just pick up the phone, say fuck off, and then hang it up.
No, I will not do that. I will listen to the message that they leave later on, and I'll call them in a calm and calm manner.
I have done that before.
A calm and also calm manner.
A calm and also calm manner.
All right.
The lesson there is people with blocked caller ID shouldn't call me at 2 a.m.
It's not 2 a.m. where you are.
No.
No.
But I will answer the phone with fuck off.
Uh-huh. That's because you're Andy.
Yeah.
Last night I got two calls. One was like around 6-ish, person asking like, hey, I'm from blah, blah, blah mortgage. I'm like, hey, let me stop you right there. I live in an apartment. I don't need to worry about my mortgage.
What'd they say?
Okay, well. They're like, okay, well, I guess that I don't have anything else to say. You have a great night. I'm like, oh, you have a great night. I'm like, he was friendly at least.
Yep.
Second person, 8 o'clock, someone else called. Actually, 8:30. I was like, same person from blah, blah, blah mortgage company. I was like, hey, somebody from your place already called me today. Why don't you just go ahead and take my name off the list? Can you hold for a supervisor? Because I can't take your name off the list. You can't? Really? You can't write it down and give it to the supervisor? I don't need to tell the supervisor. You can tell the supervisor. You have the power to call me. You have the power to not call me. These are the powers you possess.
What you should have done is tell them, now that I've made this request, if you call me again, you're breaking the law.
No. I just plan on being rude if I ever get said call again.
Oh.
It's just funny that, Like, what, do they think, the supervisors think you just make that shit up? Like, the whole business is to call people and get their business. So they're just going to start adding people willy-nilly to the non-call. Oh, let's add this guy. Let's add this guy.
Everyone, did you make any sales? No, but I added a ton of people to the do-not-call list. Good job, Bob. You really got a future here.
Oh, speaking of Thanksgiving, which we were a minute ago, but are not any longer, Michael had his first trip to Disneyland over Thanksgiving.
Was it stupendous? How do you like that?
It was. He slept all the way down and all the way back, so that was good.
Nice.
Timed it perfectly, just for when, you know, we put him down just as he would go to sleep. And we put him in the car just as he would go to sleep.
Lovely.
Thank you. I pulled a Noah by just keep talking right over my burp, so now I can't edit that out.
Yep.
Son of a bitch! I learned it from watching you! And editing your shitty audio! So his first ride ever at Disneyland, well, technically his second ride, because we took a ride up Main Street on the old-fashioned fire truck. It's not really a truck, but it's a fire...
vehicle.
Yeah. There's a story...
of a lovely lady?
They assembled them somewhere else, or maybe they even purchased it, like it's an actual antique fire truck, I'm just going to keep calling it. And then they basically drove it to Disneyland, and they stopped at a stoplight, and two kids were there, and they're like, wow, wherever the fire is, that place is going to burn down.
Nice.
But anyway, so his first actual ride was It's a Small World. And the best thing about that being his first ride is the next time we take him, it will also be his first ride, because he doesn't remember Bupkis.
What? I think he's going to remember every single nuance. Yep.
I mean, it was fun watching him like, hey, look at that. Look at all this shit. But then, you know, we were walking through the parking lot and he kind of had the same look on his face. Like, hey, look at all this shit.
This is fascinating. Look at all the shiny.
But we got some good pictures in front of the castle covered in snow. in front of the Mickey Mouse flowers. We got a picture of him. I don't know who this cast. I wish that I could single out this cast member by name, but we were at the Mickey Mouse's house, where you can take a picture with Mickey. Mm-hmm. He's just there, and you wait in line, take a picture, and they have like a little cast member who takes the official picture that you can buy, but then they'll also take it with your camera. Which is counterintuitive to what you'd think of Disney. Like, no, we will take it with our camera and you will pay us money for this picture. But no, they will take them with your camera. And she even snapped an extra one while we were sort of getting ready, because Michael grabbed Mickey's nose and he was just sort of smiling, grabbing Mickey's nose, and she took a picture of that. I'm like, that is adorable!
Nice.
That is a free extra adorable picture. And I love it.
That is wonderful.
Also took him on the mermaid ride over at California Adventure. He seemed to enjoy that as well. And I fucking went on Star Tours 3 more times, and I still have not gotten the Death Star ending. Son of a bitch, Disneyland.
Mm.
I've been on that ride 6 times, 4 times I've gone to Naboo. Fuck Naboo. Because Jar Jar's there. He doesn't talk, but you fucking see him.
Ugh. Face fuck Naboo.
And like... I mean, spoilers if you've never gone on the new Star Tours and you were hoping to keep it all spoiler-free, but you start off on one side of the planet and then you go underwater to go through the core of the planet to end up on the other side, which is the explanation you're given. First of all, that takes all of 3 seconds. I'm like, how small is this planet? That we were able to just go through the core of it. And why was there no actual core? It all just seemed like water. Second of all, when you pop back out of the water, you end up in like a landing bay, but you were going super fast, like straight out of the water, and then like it's hard for him to stop. I'm like, we'd be able to stop. It's water. Water slows things down.
No.
That is the way of it.
Mm-mm. Won't happen that way. They did the research, Tim. This is Disney we're talking about.
It's also George Lucas we're talking about.
Yeah.
Research was done.
I remember reading, like, George Lucas has taken a personal interest. I was like, has there ever been more words that are the death of modern entertainment than George Lucas has taken a personal interest?
You know what's a sign of good entertainment? George Lucas apathy.
do what you want. All right. Someone might actually watch this and enjoy it.
This is going to be excellent.
No inner childs were harmed in the making of this.
What do you think was his favorite thing, Tim?
Michael's?
Yeah.
What was his favorite thing?
What would that be favorite? But something. I mean, you say he like enjoyed Mickey for a second.
He seemed to enjoy Goofy as well. Like in the picture, he's actually smiling, which is hard to get him to smile in a picture. Not because he doesn't like to have his picture taken, but as soon as you take out a camera, he's like, "Hey, camera!" Like if he was smiling right before that, all of a sudden, I'd be like, "What's that? I want to touch it. I want to put it in my mouth. Gimme." I would have to say Small World. It seemed like he was really enjoying that.
It's a small world after all.
Although I was filming him watching Small World, and every so often he would become more interested in the camera than it's a small world. He'd be like, hey, there's a camera. It's right by me. I can touch it.
What is this new thing?
Yeah, Drew's done the same thing ever since he was little. Now that he's big enough and he knows that once you take the picture, that picture is going to appear on the other side, he doesn't want to wait for you to actually snap the picture. He looks up, sees you're trying to take a picture of him, and he goes, "Let me see. I want to see me," and runs around to the back.
Oh, Drew. Also, you don't have things figured out quite yet.
Now that he knows that we can take video with those things, every time he sees a picture of us, he says, "Make it move." Like, no, buddy, no. That's not how it works.
Some pictures move, some pictures don't.
Yeah. We call the moving pictures talkies.
Nice.
Thank you.
Let me just run a...
Sorry, go ahead, Tim.
Wow. Sorry.
What?
That was an excellent set of collisions there that you both had.
Oh, what did Noah say?
It just you both started talking at exactly the same time and then stopped.
Stop!
And then both started again.
What did Noah say?
I have no idea.
I started to say something.
I'm not asking you!
I started to say talking. Something, but I didn't finish.
Shut up, Andy! Shut up! Shut your fucking face!
I was just going to start to say that there was a guy who was creepily filming people waiting in line at Old Navy. Like, he was walking by, kind of hunched over, and just like, "I'm going to film you people waiting in line." That was all. And remarkably, the Container Store does not open up at midnight to get your Black Friday deals.
You don't say.
Yep, there's no line. I was like, what the fuck, oh, Container Store? I need some containers. I need them now.
What am I supposed to put all the shit that I pepper sprayed those people at Walmart for in? I guess Walmart sells containers, so if you'd been a smarter shopper.
Yeah, they should have been like, here's some containers where you're going to store all that crap you just bought.
Oh, other things that happened over Thanksgiving weekend. I got a text from Andy that I would love to hear him elaborate on.
What text is that?
I'm gay?
Yep. I finally came out. I chose my wife's grandparents for some reason to come out to.
Because I knew it would be a receptive audience.
Super supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this will probably lead into our high five, if that gives you a clue of what text I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes, the text I sent to Tim was, it isn't perfect, but The Muppets is fucking awesome. Yeah, went and saw The Muppet Movie on, I guess, Black Friday. And
Black Friday, Friday.
And you haven't seen it yet, Tim, I assume?
I have not.
Okay, neither have I.
Okay, I will try not to spoil any of the chocolatey goodness inside, but, well, apparently my wife's grandfather hated every second of being there. It was just, like, you know, grumbly and negative about it. I was like, wow, dude, I hope I never get as old as you, where, like, just everything joyful in the world sucks. Now I hope I die early.
Jesus Christ.
Because I am black and hateful enough, but if I ever get to the point where the Muppets are horrible, fucking shoot me.
The Muppets are Muppety.
They're joy incarnate.
Maybe he was doing an imitation of the Waldorf.
Stanley and Waldorf, yes.
Yeah. No, he wasn't. He was like, well, that was horrible. Was like, Jesus Christ, dude, really?
Maybe died in him a long time ago.
Maybe. No, I've seen him be joyful about things before, just...
What, being gay?
It's the fucking Muppets.
Depends.
No. You make me laugh.
So I heard on another podcast that there was a scene that when Jason Segel originally wrote it, the last scene of the movie, which, I mean, spoiler from someone who hasn't seen it, I assume they get together and put on a show successfully. Or in some sort of way. You don't have to spoil it, yes or no, whatever, but apparently Kermit's last line was supposed to be, this was so much fun, we should do this every week on ABC. And Disney was like, no, cut that out.
Well, I did notice that that one of the characters is a TV executive who works for the CDE network. It's like, ah, that's clever.
I wonder why they didn't go DEF.
I don't know. I would have gone DEF.
Oh, because it spells deaf and could be confused for having some alternate meaning.
Yep.
Anywho.
I was like, oh, three consecutive letters. I get it. That's ABC.
So it was awesome. It would you say it was on par with some of the earlier Muppet movies?
Yeah, I would say it's a lot closer to like The Great Muppet Caper or The Muppets Take Manhattan than to, and not just, you know, thematically, but like in terms of how much I enjoyed it and the quality of the Muppetiness.
Quality Muppetiness.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name.
Like Muppet Treasure Island, decent. Muppets in Space, not bad. But yeah, I would say this is much better than either of those. Much, much better.
Doug Benson.
Did you ever see The Muppet Wizard of Oz?
No.
Whew! That's one thing I was worried about this for. That was the first one that I saw without Frank Oz.
Ah.
No, thank you. Fozzie Bear sounds like Miss Piggy.
No mas.
Yeah, there is some wrongness to the Muppet. Like, yeah, there are some voices that are just a little bit off from what you expect. They're pretty good, though. One thing that I was really confused about, I thought that they had decided they were going to keep, it's Rolf, right? The dog? The
piano player dog? Was actually the one who told you that, and apparently they gave Rolf a voice again.
Yep.
I think for this movie, or starting with this movie.
Yeah, and it was actually a little jarring as soon as he started talking.
Well, they also gave him a voice. He appeared at D23 this last year.
Okay.
And him and Kermit sang Rainbow Connection? I'm going to say Rainbow Connection.
Okay.
And one of them forgot the words. It was amusing. And then they were cracking on each other in between verses after that.
Yeah, honestly, if anything, this movie made me miss... I know The Muppets Tonight was never quite as good as The Muppet Show.
I fucking loved Muppets Tonight.
But I still loved fucking loved it.
Loved it.
I don't even know what Muppets Tonight was.
It was basically The Muppet Show again, but in the 90s. You know, like a primetime show with the Muppets with celebrity guests.
Yeah, so there was more like you know, sketches and short stories and whatever than there was in The Muppet Show. At least that's what I recall.
And you loved it, Tim?
Oh, I loved it. Except for the Martin Short episode, every episode made me laugh multiple times, out loud, very loud.
Oh, man. God damn, it's not Billy Bob Thornton. It's the country singer, Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks, when he was doing Fiddler on the Roof and kicking
the chickens. Oh, my God. Because he just gets this look on his face like, I am kicking chickens.
And then, like, he comes in. Well, oh, because the whole thing is they want him to sing a country song, and he won't. That's, like, the gag of that show. And so he comes in a trench coat at one point. He's like, I figured it out. I know what I'm going to do. And they're like, oh, you're going to sing a song? Yes. Oh, great. A country song? No. And he rips off the trench coat, and he's got this, like, wild flamenco suit underneath. And he goes, and he looks straight at the camera. Everybody, mambo! And he just his face looks so crazy. Like, he's lost his fucking mind. Ah, comedy gold. And Prince was on.
Nice.
Back when he wasn't Prince, when he was the symbol. And they had this character that was like a his name was Bobo the Bear. He was like the security guard, and he would always give the celebrity guest hassle on the way in and like check for their name and whatnot.
He's got a really wrinkly head, is kind of slow talking and whatever, like a little dim.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the movie.
Oh, okay. So Prince comes up, and Bobo's like, all right, what's your name? And Prince looks at the camera and goes, this is going to be fun. I'm like, holy shit, they got Prince to have a sense of humor? The Muppets can do anything!
They truly are wondrous.
They are magical. You've heard us talk about Doug Benson before, right, Andy?
Yeah, I know who Doug Benson is, and I know that you guys listen to Doug Loves Movies.
He did not care for the movie.
Fuck Doug Benson.
He hates fun.
I think it was on CNN. They kind of gave it mixed reviews. And I'll admit that, like, this, some of the stuff they were complaining about, like the fact that they introduced a new Muppet, but then that Muppet was just kind of, I wouldn't say a non-entity, but he wasn't all that interesting as a character. He was a little bland.
Your mama's a little bland.
Alrighty.
Well, what Doug Benson didn't like is the fact that that Muppet didn't know, I mean, I don't know if that's a spoiler.
That he didn't know.
That he didn't know he's a Muppet.
Well.
Or that's how he said it. I haven't seen the movie. That's how he explained it.
It's like the Muppets don't really, trying to think of how to phrase this. The Muppets don't really, like, admit to being characters with hands inside of them, to being puppets. So Kermit the Frog is a talking frog in various Muppet movies. And okay. Fozzie Bear is just a talking bear who does jokes. So this Muppet character is just Jason Segel's brother. So the fact that he looks like the other Muppets, the fact that he looks like a puppet, is just sort of like never addressed directly. There's actually a song that was kind of funny that they do sort of address, you know, whether he's a man or a Muppet kind of thing.
So in none of the movies, they are not ever admitting like they are. So they are just animals that talk in the movies?
Yeah, they're just characters. They're people. They're animals. They're whatever they are that talks. So Gonzo's not a puppet with a weird hook nose. He's a weirdo.
Well, I didn't think in the story of the movie that they were necessarily people with hands up their butts. But
yeah.
I didn't also think that people thought they were actual animals. Like, I thought they were Muppets in the movie, but not Muppets in the sense that they have hands up their butt. But Muppets in the sense, like, we are furry things that walk around, you know, without the help
sort
of
like
people.
Sort of like a strange second race or...
Yeah, exactly.
A series of races or whatever. Yeah, no, they just sort of... They don't really delve into it all that deeply. People refer to Kermit as a talking... Or as a frog, and Fozzie as a bear, and Rolf as a dog, and Gonzo as a weirdo or a whatever, or...
And no one finds it all that weird that they talk and sing and whatnot, mm-hmm. which is funny to me. Like, specifically, I'm thinking of Muppets Take Manhattan, when Kermit is trying to... crashes a meeting with John Landis to try and sell Manhattan Melodies. And, like, they show him on the phone a frog with an afro. Like, that's what's weird, that the frog has an afro. Not that a frog wants to take a meeting with him.
He's right. That is weird.
You're right. If I did see a frog with an afro, I might mention it. But if it was at, but if it was barging into a meeting, I might mention that first.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that frog doing?
I'd be talking to my secretary. Why are you bothering to tell me he has an afro? If he's walking and talking, heading this way, lead with that.
Yeah. That might be something more important.
Hey, there's an amphibian with hair. Also, he's sentient.
Also, he's sentient. So, should we have we segued firmly enough into our top high five for this week?
I think we have. Well, let me just wrap up the Muppet thing by saying, fuck Doug Benson, go see it, it's wonderful.
I will go see it at my earliest convenience.
Yeah, I like that they gave Jason Segel, who's a funny guy, the opportunity to sort of, to resurrect it. Because he does kind of address the fact that, like, the movie does address the fact that, like, the Muppets haven't done a lot of shit. They haven't been on TV in forever. It's been quite a while since they've been in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
So, there, you know, there's a whole generation of kids who... They may know Muppets because their parents have Muppet movies, or they may know Muppets because they watch Sesame Street and there's Muppet, you know, even though they're not the Muppets, there's Muppets on Sesame Street.
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo! Yes,
early Tancast, I remember talking, me and Noah had a debate about it because I discovered that my wife's brother's kids had no idea who the Muppets
were. I'm trying to remember that debate. I do not.
That Noah was like, well, because there's no new Muppet stuff, so fuck them.
Oh. Well, fuck you, Noah. You and your Doug Benson.
That's my oversimplification of Noah's argument.
All right.
That's making me right.
That seems to be what we do to each other on this show.
And in life.
Apparently I'm just fat poured into Crocs.
Seems like it would leak right out.
It seems like it, but, you know, they kind of let it pool at the bottom.
Ew.
Fat goo, fat goo.
Mm. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Fat goo!
All right, so let's get to our high five!
High five! Five!
Noah, it was you this week, so yeah. Introduce it.
Explain
all right, so... I don't know why I thought... I don't think it was necessarily the Muppets movie, but I was trying to think of something, so I was like, let's go with this. So, I came up with the top five Muppet songs, either Sesame Street or The Muppet Show, you know, Muppets. There was some crossover, but, you know, not a lot. So, yeah, there it is.
You're saying this was not triggered by the Muppet movie? You just randomly thought of it?
Maybe. You know, honestly, I might have thought of it because I was thinking about the Muppets movie, but yeah, I don't remember, actually. I just came out last night. I was sick.
Even when I'm sick, I think of the Muppets.
It came to me in a fever dream.
Muppets.
A fever dream where apparently you forgot that it was 12:15 in the morning my time. I must tell this to Andy now.
It was important.
I would go, what the fuck is my phone? I really considered replying to you when I got up for work this morning.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
Just to give it back. But then I remembered, oh wait, Noah was sick. I won't be that guy.
Pay it and backward.
I waited until I saw you online, because I'm a good person.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
When you think about it.
I do think about it. So this one, I came up with 10 alternates, because I am pretty sure my five primary songs are going to be picked by Noah, and there's a good chance that the other five are going to be picked by Andy.
I tried to stray away from the obvious ones.
Well, really?
Yes.
I had in my head Noah was going to hit the obvious ones. Andy was going to hit the second tier, so I had to go third tier for my 10 through 15 or 11 through 15.
That's funny. I wonder if none of us picked the obvious ones.
No, I picked some pretty
well,
obvious ones.
Well, at least in my honorable mentions if we don't get to them.
I told Noah this morning, I was like, "Hey, you know, I'm thinking this might be a problem because I think I'm going to come up with 7 or 8, so I've got some alternates and they're going to be the same 7 or 8 you guys both pick."
Yep, I intentionally picked 15 so that even if all you guys pick answers of mine, I still have 5 left.
I got 7 or 8, so I think I'm okay. They kind of run the gamut. All right, Noah, well, it's yours, so you kick us off.
I will go first. I will start with C is for Cookie. C is for Cookie. By good old Cookie Monster. So a lot of these I remember from when I was a kid because I had like the double record Sesame Street set that would play on my little record player.
Oh, shit, I had that too.
So it had a lot of songs on it. So yeah, C is for cookie, which is good enough for me, is one of them.
That was my number 7, in case you're wondering.
Very good.
Every time you guys pick one, I'm going to tell you which one of mine it was. Should I go next?
You go next, buddy. You do it.
Should I go from the mainstream or the deep cuts or the really deep cuts? I'm going to go really deep cuts, and I'm going to go with Turn the World Around, which was performed by Harry Belafonte on The Muppet Show. Oh, did I take somebody's?
No.
I know I didn't.
That was my number 5, Tim.
I think I actually have that on my iPod. Well,
I have it on my iPod. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I taped it off of YouTube and then did an edit so that it actually ends without, you know, devolving into Kermit wrapping up the show. Anyway, so yeah, it's a song that I don't know if Harry Belafonte wrote the song or if it's actually an old African song, but he performed it for the Muppets and Jim Henson really liked it, so much so that Harry Belafonte also performed it at Jim Henson's funeral.
Aww. That's so sweet.
There you go. Turn the World Around.
Turn the world around.
No.
No.
Turn it upside down.
No.
No.
Yes.
Andy, hurry up with your song.
It is your turn. Sorry.
Yay!
I gotta do Rubber Ducky.
3. That was my number 3.
All right.
Which
rubber
one?
Rubber Ducky, you're rubber the ducky.
One. Oh, you little cockknocker.
That was the one my wife was amazed I knew all the words to.
You make
bad times, lots the words.
Of fun. Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Boop, boop,
doop. Do, 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 rubber ducky, joy of joys.
Oh.
When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Oh, every day when I make my way to the tubby. You didn't know there's a bridge.
I did.
It's like you're singing. At that point, my wife looked at me like, what the fuck?
It's like you're singing about your penis.
Little weenie, you're the one.
You make bath time lots of fun, so fun.
Little weenie, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine.
Little weenie, I'm awfully fond of Spoo. I wonder if you could do that with C is for cock, which is good enough for me.
Oh dear.
All right.
No.
What's your next song, Noah?
I'm gonna go with People in Your Neighborhood.
These are the people in your neighborhood.
Way to go, Noah!
In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. These are the people in your neighborhood. People that you meet when you're walking down the street.
Down the street. They're the people that you meet each day.
Doop-dop, doop-dop, scoop-a-doop-a-day. Niggers. No? No niggers?
Niggers. Well, there's probably some niggers on the street. yeah. So there you go. I like that song.
I had forgotten that. For some reason, I associate that as a Mr. Rogers song, but that is indeed a Sesame Street song.
Oh,
I get the feeling a lot of these are going to be Sesame Street songs from Noah.
Yeah. Well, because, like, a lot of the real memorable ones, not all, well, yeah, I'd say a lot of the real memorable ones are from the Muppets, it would seem. But maybe not, I don't know.
All right. I'm deciding.
Okay.
I'm still deciding. I'm gonna go with Grandma's Feather Bed from The Muppet Show.
Oh, Grandma's Feather Bed. Before she molested me. It was nice.
It was when John Denver was on The Muppets. This is actually one of the things that turned me on to John Denver. I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll listen to some John Denver. And then I bought his Best Of album, only to find that song was not on there. I'm like, how is that not the best?
Did you break it? Did you throw it on the ground?
No, I downloaded all of it to my iPod.
Had a lot of fun on Grandma's Feather Bed.
So I don't know if that was an original Muppet song. Like,
I do not believe it is.
Oh, it is?
No, I do not believe it is.
Ah. All right. Well, I haven't found a recording earlier than when he was on The Muppets with it. But I also have not done a great deal of sleuthing for it. I decided to take a nap instead. I stand by my decision.
Nappy.
Good nap.
I will accept it.
I will not.
All right. We got a yes and a no. We'll be back in a minute. And we're back. Andy.
My second, the Muppet rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody. released in 2009 as a viral video, I believe directly to YouTube. It's awesome. It was
not
the first Muppet
list.
Thing I'd seen in a good long while, and it was awesome, and that made me happy.
And I believe it won a Webby.
It may have. I do not know.
I know it was definitely nominated for one, and Kermit had, like, made some appeal for it, because he has web feet, he needs a Webby, something like that.
He's got peeps.
They were on the Nerdist podcast shortly after that, talking about it.
Nice.
All right. Back to me, eh?
Indeed.
Eh? Oh, yeah, eh? Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
why
yeah,
not?
Eh?
You betcha.
Okay. I'm going to go... I'm going to pick a popular one for this one. I'm going to put... Phenomena.
Yep, I knew that one was
number
coming
five.
Off my list.
Phenomena.
Phenomena.
That was another good one on Muppets Tonight, because Sandra Bullock was a... what do you call it? Therapist, psychiatrist. And Kermit was on the couch, and he said, I keep seeing visions. And she's like, what are you talking about? Every time I say a certain word. Well, what word? Mahamana. And then the two things pop up. Do-do-do-do-do. Mahamana. Do-do-do-do. And then, like, they go through the whole song, and then she's like, let me try. And then she does it, and then it gets to that part towards, you know, like, where they do the break in the song, where he's like, ma-na-ma-na-na-ma. And he, like, starts going nuts. So Sandra Bullock takes her hair down, takes her glasses off, starts dancing around doing, like, Mahamana. And then after the song is over, she's like, that is weird. And he goes, yeah, you should see what happens when I say shave and haircut. And all of a sudden, this gigantic Muppet appears on her bed and goes, 2 bits! Muppets Tonight was awesome! Bring it back!
Nice.
I wonder if the movie does well enough, would they consider it?
They might. But unfortunately, I think it's going to get spanked or continue to get spanked by motherfucking Twilight.
That movie's so fucking...
It still did pretty well, though. Epic. Didn't the Muppets do pretty well?
Yeah, I think it got second place over the weekend.
And I'm sure Muppets has more legs than Twilight does.
It's gotta. If there's
I mean,
any...
now the pre-tweens have seen it, and they've creamed in their little Clarasil-soaked underwear, they can just go home.
By the way, before we move off of Phenomena, I love that was from a porno.
What?
A soft porn.
Well, soft porn, fine. A Mondo flick, or whatever you want to call it.
What?
Yeah, it's from one of those, like, softcore porns where, like, it pretends to be a documentary, but it's really just a reason to put a bunch of naked people on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Frolicking and having, you know, lesbian encounters and whatever.
What?
Apparently, Tim did not know this.
Yeah, I bet. If I Google this...
Yeah, it is a cover.
Yep, Sweden, Heaven and Hell.
What?
Or Svencia, Inferno e Paradiso.
I don't believe
bullshit. Bullshit.
I told you that bitch was crazy.
Yep. Bitch is crazy.
That bitch is Andy, and he is fucking crazy. Crazy
right,
bitch.
Bust out a third.
Okay. I'm going to go to my slightly deep cuts, and I'm going to go with the Muppet Babies theme.
Muppet Babies. I don't
really?
Know the other words. When your room is kind of weird and you wish that you weren't there,
there
just close your eyes and make believe and you can be anywhere.
My baby Gonzo is not that great.
Needs work, but that's all right. I still love you.
That's what I said. It's not that great.
Yeah. I think it was because I love the Muppets and also because there wasn't a whole hell of a lot on during that time slot, but I always tried to watch the Muppet Babies, and I had a very low, even as a child, I had a very low tolerance for that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
You can go right ahead and fuck yourself, because that show was wonderful.
I will do it. Oh.
It had Star Wars in the opening credits, you dickhead.
All right.
What more do you want? Is there no pleasing you?
No, he's a dickhead.
Well, there is, but I need kind of a spiky dildo in my ass, like a just a really fat dude to kind of, like,
whoa,
shove his man tits in my face and...
Easy now.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Slow it down.
No,
slow
keep going.
It down.
Hit the gas. Hit the gas.
All right.
Andy, what's your next song?
All right. My number three is the Song of the Count. Not the actual Song of the Count, but the version that's inappropriately beeped on the internet.
Because I really love
because I can still hear it, and it still makes me laugh, and I've probably heard it 100 times.
Look at Andy going outside the box.
When I'm alone, I peep myself. I peep slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster.
All right. Andy's getting too excited.
Sorry.
He puts that on to get in the mood with his wife. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I do have to have it beeped because, you know, I like to fuck clean.
They even had the nerve to put a pimp on there. I know, they call him the Count, but I know a pimp when I see him.
Bitch, how many times must I smack you before you act right? One, two, two smacks.
Chappelle.
I'm a little more concerned by the fact that they put a fucking vampire on there. Nobody else a little weirded out by that?
Nope.
I get that he likes to count things, but what's those pointy teeth about? He's there to drain the felt out of the other Muppets.
Data out of things.
Yeah. All right. Next, I'm going to go with Letter B by the Beatles. That is the bug.
I think I remember this.
Yes. Wow. That is a fucking deep cut that didn't even make my top 15. That is deep, sir. Yeah. Oh. That's such a deep cut. You sliced out of the other side of me and are cutting more air.
Oh, but it's on YouTube.
Let her be. Let her be.
Let her be. Let her be.
Oh. Oh, Muppets. You're awesome. Awesome. All right, well, I got to come up with something. I don't think I have anything that good. I'm going to go with Happy Feet from The Muppet Show.
I got those happy feet.
I sing that to my kid a lot. I grab his legs and dance him around.
And break him?
Yeah, break him.
Snap him right off. Yeah, no.
Just snap that motherfucker off.
Yep.
Whoa.
I don't know why they made me laugh.
Well, there you go. Happy Feet.
Very
Love
good.
It.
You got those
sing
happy
it.
Feet.
Dance him around.
All right. Well, my number four is Life's a Happy Song.
What the hell?
It is from The Muppets.
You fucking liar.
It's off the new movie, and that's one of your top five?
That it is.
Well, amazing.
It's one of my high five. It's been stuck in my head and my wife's head for a week. We find ourselves just walking around singing it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear the songs are catchy.
Yep. That one specifically. Some of the other songs, you know, they're good, but not terribly memorable. But yeah, that one was excellent. You're right, buddy. Those are Muppets.
Who directed this new Muppets movie? It wasn't Jason Segel. He just wrote it, right?
Yeah, he wrote it. I don't know who directed it.
Ah, it was the same guy who directed something else.
Oh, that guy. I love fucking something yep. else guy. He's stupendous.
Yeah, you know, somebody else guy. I mean, he's done such other great movies as that one movie and also that other thing. Oh, man, that other thing. That was haunting.
Ooh, that was a good thing.
It's James it Bobbin.
It might have been the Forgetting Sarah Marshall guy.
No, that guy helped him write it. This is the guy who created, and I think he directed a couple of, or no, he wrote Flight of the Conchords.
Apparently right. One of the guys who did Fly the Conchords wrote the songs, or maybe they both did.
Let's see here. Yeah, he directed several episodes of Flight of the Conchords, directed some of the Ali G Show, or sorry, the Ali G Show.
Oh, the Ali G Show.
Yep. Yeah, some other random things. Right, yeah, I think this was his first big movie. All right, buddy, that's enough. Go with Mommy. Give me kisses. He's becoming a big boy. He's much more regularly pooping on the potty. That makes me super happy.
Wait, the real question is, does he swing his feet?
He does. Well, but then we've got like a little step stool or whatever to help him get up on the potty. So we've got like a baby inset for our actual toilet so that I don't have to clean nasty shit out of a little plastic cup. I don't know why that whole idea of baby potties where they just poop in a little cup, because then you gotta clean that thing out by hand.
Wait, so he doesn't poop in the actual toilet?
No, he poops in the actual toilet, but they make baby potties where it's just like a jug. Yeah, and we own one.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want him... if I can get him to go pee in that's gonna be fine, because he can just rinse that stuff out. But poo... Oh, poo... Yeah, I'm not down with that.
No, we're talking about Muppets.
Every time my kid kicks his feet, I think of Andy.
Right. It's not that he just kicked. It wasn't like a spaz. It's like he's sitting.
I know. That's what I'm talking about, and I still think of you. Like, oh, look, there's something Andy would be interested in. If I were Andy, I would stop someone and tell them right now. Hey, hey, you, mister, come
and
here.
And it wasn't even so much that he was just doing it. It's like that he looked like a little person. Just like if you stuck an 8-year-old up on something where their legs hung off of, that 8-year-old's going to sit there with their feet just, you know, kicking back and forth. It was that he was doing something that was coordinated, and it was like a big person doing it. And also, fuck you, you joyless piece of shit.
I kick my feet back and forth. I kick my feet back and forth.
Sorry. All right, what's your last one, Noah?
Well, since we're getting to the end, I'm going to switch around again a bit, and I'm going to go with Rainbow Connection.
That was my number two.
Yeah, that was going to be my last one.
I was thinking about it because when I brought my Kermit puppet out and I had it singing to my son, that's what I had it singing to him. Good times.
Songs about rain.
That's a good song.
It's a good, great song.
That's all I got.
It's on so many levels.
It's wonderful. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, since my number one hasn't gotten taken yet, and I don't know if this was going to be Andy's number one.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to leave the one I think Andy might pick, but if he doesn't, I'll just mention it in the honorable mentions.
Go ahead, do it.
Muppet Show theme.
That was it.
Oh, was it? Yep. Oh, I thought you were going to do my other one. I thought I went with the safe bet there.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights.
Even the instrumental version of that is awesome.
On the Muppet Show tonight.
Just like the close the credits version, I'll just let that play like... And that's the only vestige of it that plays in... I mean, you can still hear that at Disney's California Adventure and Disney Hollywood Studios when it plays in Muppet Vision 3D. Yeah. Listen to it and love it. Muppet Show, bitches.
Live it. Love it.
Andy, what do you got?
All right. Then if you take the Muppet Show theme, I'm going to take the Sesame Street theme.
Oh, I didn't write that down.
I believe it's called Sesame Street.
I don't know. I'm fucking up right now.
Sunny day.
Yeah, there we go.
Sweeping the clouds away. On my way to where the air is sweet.
It's sweet.
Yeah. Can you tell me how to get to
your mother's
Sesame Street? You don't need a map for that.
It doesn't even rhyme.
Let's all go inside.
Oh, nope. I looked it up, and apparently it's called Can You Tell Me How to Get to Sesame Street?
That makes sense.
Yep. And no, not the new version. Not the version they've got on Sesame Street now.
There's a new version?
Yeah, they try to make it sound like kiddie pop or whatever.
Like kiddie porn?
Yeah, like kiddie porn.
Porn with cats?
It's just a bounce, and in the background you can just hear children crying.
you can just hear the Penn State marching theme.
Wow.
I brought some current events in this bitch.
Some current fucked up events.
Yeah.
When even Michael Jackson would think you have a fucked up alibi, you just need to turn yourself in.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, man, I didn't shower with him. You got problems.
Yeah, when your claim isn't, no, I wasn't having butt sex. I was just chasing a naked 10-year-old around the showers alone.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it if you want to go to jail.
Yeah.
That's how you do it if you want an angry father with a hot fire poker in your eye. Something like that. I phrased that wrong. We get the idea.
Yep.
Noah, any honorable mentions?
Yes. I'm going to go with Sing.
Sing out
sing,
loud.
Sing a song.
That's a good one.
Sing out loud.
There were way more of these than I thought there'd be.
Yeah.
Thank you, Timberland.
And then, you know, of course, Not Easy Being Green.
Yep.
Ah, boom.
Yep, there was my honorable mention.
That was your only one?
Yep. Because you guys grabbed Rainbow Connection, Menomina, and the Muppet Show theme.
So we did
have collisions, just far fewer than I expected.
Well, here are the remaining ones from my top 15 list. Moving Right Along.
Moving Right Along.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I'm Gonna Always Love You, the song from Muppets Take Manhattan that inspired Muppet Babies.
Ah, okay.
Wait. Because of that song, they did Muppet
Babies?
No,
they did it a cutback to when they were all little kids.
Yeah, gotcha. Exactly. That song is them all as babies.
Yep.
in a clip, and so they're like, we should make that into a cartoon, and they did. Scrooge and One More Sleep Till Christmas, both from The Muppet Christmas Carol.
All right.
And last, the one I thought, sure, Andy was going to do, Saying Goodbye from Muppets Take Manhattan.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? Also, Chicken Great Butt. Muppet Caper. I think it's called Why Don't We Ride?
Oh, Why Couldn't We Ride, yeah.
Why Couldn't We Ride? Or, yeah, Couldn't We Ride. Yep. Sorry.
Yeah, you better be sorry.
That was another good one. And I even mentioned it to my wife and then didn't write it down.
You son of a bitch.
That whole scene where they're riding bikes in the park blows your mind when you remember that they're puppets and that that was filmed in, like, the late 70s. When you're a kid, you're like, of course, Kermit's riding a bike.
Yeah, like, there's no... It's like, yeah, what? Why are you freaking out, Mom? It's fucking Kermit. He wanted to go somewhere. He didn't want to walk. He didn't have a car. That would be ridiculous.
I guess it came out in 81, so it was probably filmed like 80 or whatever. But yeah, holy shit. It's puppets riding bikes.
That fucking blow your mind.
In 1981? They worked that
into Muppet Vision 3D for no good reason whatsoever. Scooter just rides a bike in the background.
Hey, they're we like, still know how to do this.
Yeah, look, guess we can what? Do this. It's impressive. Last week I promised a major announcement. Actually, oh, yeah. Andy said he might have a major announcement. Actually, Noah also jumped in and said he would have a major announcement. I suspect Noah was lying.
Oh, I got something big. Woo, it's brewing.
Oh, well, then let me let you have the floor.
No, no,
you
know what?
You son of a bitch.
Tim, can you correct me really quickly? That scene that I was thinking of, is that from The Great Muppet Caper, or is that from The Muppet Movie?
It's Muppet Caper. Muppet Caper. Muppet Caper.
Okay.
Muppet Caper. Yes, they're riding in England.
Yes, yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, it's right after Kermit and Piggy have an argument where Piggy is going to walk off the movie. Which I did not get as a kid, but as a mm-hmm. as an adult, I'm like, oh, she's being a temperamental actress. That yep. is so fucking funny that it went over my head completely as a kid. Like, oh, Kermit and Piggy are having a fight. I'm with it. Like, I never felt lost as a yep. kid. But then as an adult, you're like, oh, there's a whole other level going on there.
They just kicked over that fourth wall.
So my major announcement, you may remember a little over a year ago, I said I was recording a CD because I had a deal with a... production company, for want of a better word, they were going to release my CD on like iTunes and, you know, hard copies and whatnot. And the guy who was my rep apparently quit the moment I sent it in.
Oh,
I don't know
yes.
if that's I don't know if that's coincidence or if he's like, fuck it.
He's like, all is lost. I need to get out of here.
So I've decided to make the CD available for download. I mean, it's not a CD; it's just download. It's just a zip file with all the MP3s of the individual tracks.
So that you too can run screaming.
Exactly. So you can quit your job.
All is lost. All is lost.
Yeah, and nobody else at the company will get back to me. I'm like, all right, forget it. So in order to just have the CD not waste away for no reason, you can download it. There'll be a link in the show notes. It's basically going to be on my what I consider my homepage, tancast.com/Tim. I don't know how long I'll have it up there, but for at least through the end of 2011, probably the beginning of 2012. And it's a pay what you think is fair download. There'll be a little link to my PayPal. You can pay whatever you would for a CD these days. I don't know, $7-$8. Who buys CDs anymore? You can pay 1 cent. You can pay absolutely nothing.
But help a brother out. He's got kids.
Yeah, but, you know, if you don't want my son to go to college, I mean, that's your thing. I would like him to have some opportunities. If you want my wife to leave me because I'm an abject failure and have brought nothing to this marriage, I mean, that's you. If you want that on your head, you know. I don't know if I could sleep comfortably doing that to a family, but, you know, you do what you do. Anyway, comedy, available for download.
Well, Tim, you are economizing on toothpaste now, so she should take that into account.
I think I know, might know what Andy's announcement would have been, so I don't think he has one.
Nope, I do not have an announcement.
And what's Noah's fake announcement?
But I may later.
I'm black, y'all.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black and black and black, y'all.
In case you forgot.
Oh, and also the Zazzle store is up and running. And I'd like to thank everybody who ignored it on Black Friday. Good work. And Cyber Monday. I'm adding products every day for you to look at and not buy, so don't even worry about that.
Feel free to not look at your convenience.
Yeah, whenever. It's always open for you to not look at. Always. Yep. People are not looking at it right now. That's it.
Excellent.
I didn't really have an announcement for everyone. I just made that up just now.
Knock me over with a feather.
I know, it's shocking.
What, Noah? What? I would not.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I lied to you, my people.
All right. You're doing it.
You're riding the queef.
Saying goodbye, going away, seems like goodbye such a hard thing to say. Touching a hand, wondering why, it's time for saying goodbye.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store and give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blogs, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
Don't want to leave, we both know. Sometimes it's better to go.
Somehow I know we'll meet again. Not sure quite where, and I don't know just when.
You're in my heart, so unfilled there. Wanna smile, wanna cry, saying goodbye.
A good song. I knew you guys could do the tribute for Jim.
Kermit! Hey,
Kermit! Was it really okay?
It was terrific. You guys were great.
But do you have something silly to end with?
Silly? Do we have something silly?
Oh, yeah!
Cue the production number! Fly with it!
Yeah!
So, yeah, clearly I'm a nerd, and I get annoyed by these really good-looking women. I mean, the fact that they exist doesn't annoy me, but they wear these T-shirts that say, I heart nerds. Have you seen them? They sell them at Hot Topic, Target, places like that. I have an even better idea for a T-shirt for those young ladies to wear. A T-shirt that says, I am full of crap. Because no, you don't. No, you don't. I'm just saying, you wear an I heart nerd shirt, you better be able to back it up. Like, if your man makes you call him his World of Warcraft avatar name during sex, while he's wearing his Darth Vader helmet.
I am your daddy.
And you always know when he's in the mood because he sneaks up behind you and goes, Sonic Boom! Well, there you go. All right. All right, fair enough. You can wear one.